Bonjour.
Ooh, bit of Francais. River Dirty.
I've run out of French, though.
Monchtout, Rodney.
Do the toilet and the boulet.
Chandelier.
Sacré bleu.
Eiffel Tower.
And other various only fuels and horses-isms are available.
Can you speak any foreign?
He speaks English better than you do.
Not even fluently. I can
get by.
Battle my way through German, like battle it, but I can't speak it.
Probably not the best words to use.
don't you just sit there going, "Ja, mein Führer"?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Hair flick is what I call Thomas.
Funny, because your hair's got a flick as well, hasn't it?
Yeah. That's because I haven't washed it in a week.
You're not supposed to, are you?
No.
Bloody hell. I didn't even do a language at school.
Not even English. We know.
Oh, honestly. And why I do a podcast, I'll never know. Exactly, honestly. Yeah. Have you noticed? Well, I've got no problem talking on it. Oh, shit, I haven't hit record. I have, really.
It's a crap joke the first 300 times you tried it.
It's never worked.
It's no better now.
Well, the battery's gone down to one bar again.
Brilliant.
All that for the listeners.
There'll be an ugly Someone's jump rubbing, cut in the podcast somewhere.
Is your pop shield close to your mic?
Doesn't do that.
He's disabled. As well as diabetic.
They have to chop that
wrist,
off.
Your wrist copped the beatus.
Yeah. No, my wrist copped me falling off of a bicycle.
You're not banned from driving. What are you riding a bicycle for?
For fun.
Hmm?
For what?
Explain.
Fun?
No.
What's
never
that?
Heard of it.
Oh, well, you're married, so you don't have fun anymore.
No.
Yeah.
And
fun, so there was cocaine involved and hookers.
No. Not
cocaine
your,
and hookers.
Not your kind of fun.
Titties and beer.
All that.
Like,
no, I was in the woods with a man.
I'll be honest, you come across quite...
Fucking no, falling off your fucking bike, Adam. This is how I imagined it went.
Something like that, yes.
Shall I call an ambulance?
No, it healed
fully by the time he finished the first sentence of shock.
He's still saying it.
He's still dialing. 9.
Well, they keep cutting him off because ambulance, boo. Fucking hell, they've done it again. Pete was there, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So
why are you so homoerotic on this podcast? Because you do a lot of stuff with men.
Through the conversation we were just having then, I'm not a slave to my crotch, unlike you two.
But didn't you go camping with a man and have sex with him?
That was his brother. So
no, I went camping with my brother
Somerset.
And his family.
I was about to say, we're not from Devon, so...
Somerset is fuck.
Well, we're not from Ufcombe, specifically. So although you may have had relations with your brother, doesn't mean that we do with ours, if John had one.
So this has all just reminded me of... Do you know Lonely Island?
Of course I do.
Do you know...
Jizz in my pants.
Yeah, do you know Mother Lover?
No.
Ah, it's brilliant.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's
it
very
was written
good
in Ufcombe.
They're basically... It's Justin Timberlake in it.
Step-right.
And Andy Samberg, obviously. And they're friends...
With benefits.
...who have forgotten that it's Mother's Day.
Right.
So the Mother's Day gift they're going to give... Is that each one of them has sex with the other one's mum?
You want to get that confused with
but
you.
But it's the song that carries on from It's Okay If It's in a Three Way. have you heard that one?
No.
That's Justin Timberlake, Andy Samberg,
and
Lady Gaga.
I thought I was. Oh, Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
I thought I was quite a fan
it's
of Lady
Gaga. It's not gay if it's in a three way.
What if it's three men?
But the whole point of that song as well is that obviously Lady Gaga. Leaves the three way and they still carry on. Yeah. But I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover, we should fuck each other's mothers, fuck each other's moms. That's the Justin Timberlake bit.
You're a good singer.
Yeah.
You ever thought about taking it out? On a podcast no one listens to.
Yeah.
With our £50 microphone set up, including the stand.
Including.
In one.
Yeah. I do see clips of other more professional and better prepared podcasts and think, meh, mic stand doesn't make a fuckload of racket if they do. I mean, people are like moving it as you talk. Yeah, and that's what I said to the motherfucker. Do you know what I mean?
That'd be the Joe Rogan podcast. They're forever moving the mics around.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, just sit still, you fucking weird American.
How can you do that and it not sound all, oh, wait, you've got $100 million from Spotify. That's how you can buy the expensive shit.
How much did we get from Spotify?
Oh,
we owe them.
Right.
Don't bring it up. They might remember.
What we haven't told you is we're actually bankrupt as a podcast currently. Spotify want their money.
Yeah.
£3.50.
I'll be honest with you.
Thanks for listening to the Fugitive podcast.
We didn't run away because I ain't running fucking nowhere.
All you got to do is outrun Niall.
That ain't hard. I just, oh, what?
It's like if there's a zombie apocalypse. If there's a zombie apocalypse, you just got to outrun Niall. It's fine.
They're slow, aren't they, zombies?
It depends. If they're 28 days later zombies, they ain't slow.
True.
I don't know who the artist is that does all of the comic strip style pictures that's always on the Dave, as in the TV channel Dave.
Yeah.
On the Dave Facebook.
Stop saying Dave.
Dave. All right, Dave.
All right, Dave.
I like Dave. 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 Dave.
Do you know why it's called Dave?
You know the ones I mean.
Buttery Biscuit Dave, yeah.
But have you seen the one of How to Protect Your Home in a Zombie Apocalypse? And he's just lined the outside of his house with treadmills.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that'd work. Probably.
I look like the perfect candidate as for, like a treadmill salesman. They'd see me coming and go, yeah, I'm going to get this guy in here. He's going to go, yeah, I need to lose some weight. You know, look at
I just thought about it. You were on Shaun of the Dead, weren't you?
Nick Frost?
No, you were the fat zombie in the garden that he threw records at.
All right, gay.
Gay?
That's a good film.
Actually, Shaun of the Dead, the drug dealer was called Noodle.
He was, yeah.
And it was Nick Frost.
It was. No, I've got an enemy. I didn't know what an enemy was at the time when I was watching it. It's an eighth.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. He's stoner, ain't you? He used to be.
John's surprisingly street for someone from the gentrified country. They're there.
Gentrified country.
Gentrified countryside.
I'm like an exception to the rule, because normally...
What rule?
Gentrified areas are just riddled with cocaine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I...
You never snorted cocaine off of a lady's bunghole, did you?
No, never done that.
Blew it in there?
No, I'm not going to give someone else my...
Yeah, it's expensive.
No, I didn't mean the cocaine.
Fucking expensive, bye. Fucking hell.
Okay. Fart and give us a clue.
That's antiquing, but expensive.
I think we should get you to do some bag on the episode.
No.
We need to get pissed still, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
What did we say we were going to do that for? There's something, some special number Patreon, wasn't it?
25.
Something's coming out. We've
okay,
done
good.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it. Episode
26.
This is it. Fuck, let's get hammered. Let me have a look. Just a quick thing. What's on there? I think you're glugging that.
I wasn't glugging it.
It was a bit pouring out.
I was going to say, how fast do you think I can swallow?
Well, bulge. How fast can he swallow?
He's pretty quick on the draw.
Draw. This is episode 23.
Oh, there's time.
So we've got a month's time. Oh, that's not going to work, is it? Because we're...
What?
Our track day's going to be somewhere around there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drink driving.
Fuck yeah.
Around track.
25 and drive.
This one's got a gimpy arm and these two are pissed as fuck.
Gimpy arm. Oh, you're going to be able to fucking drive.
Yeah,
today,
don't
mate.
Fucking remind me.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. After I got the x-ray, the first thing that sprung to mind was, well, that's that track day fucked.
Yeah. Because you'd already tried wanking at that point, didn't you?
While he was getting x-rayed. Yeah.
Mr. Burgess, can keep your arms still, please? Well, I've got three arms.
One of them doesn't appear to have a bone in it.
We need the extra large x-ray for this one. For this.
Otherwise known as a CT scan. Yeah. Got to feed it through on its own conveyor.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, things right. Don't change, do they?
John, question.
Yes, listening.
Question?
Tell me what you think about it.
I was on the radio earlier.
Question?
Was it?
Yeah.
Your wife, her brain is, and your mother's brain have been swapped around.
Hold on. Her brain is your mother's...
Your mum... I know.
Your mum's brain articulate. Is in your wife's body.
Okay.
Yeah? And vice versa.
And
so, wife's body, mum's brain. Yeah. Mum's body, wife's brain.
Yeah.
The only way you can switch it back is by having sex with one of them. Which one is
Oh, no.
Which one is it?
Well, it's not happening, is it?
We've been in acting.
But no, it doesn't. Nowhere in the rules does it state that I have to have it switched back, nor does it state that I can't just leave.
Does mean, well,
no, that's a fucking good excuse. Yeah, yeah. Grounds for divorce. She's got my mother's brain. I ain't riding that in the battle again.
Yeah, no, that's an impossible.
I think that's the least of his worries.
Yeah. That's an impossible question.
You're an inch
to
in your mum and your dad's an inch in you. You're going back and forward.
You go backwards because you think your dad would probably be better.
Yeah, that's
better
that's,
with it,
that's what I've always said.
Yeah.
I go back because I just think my dad would be more understanding. My mum, I mean, she cries at weather. The fact that she's had sex with her son might be just a touch too much.
At the point her son's balls deep in her, it's like,
well, she wouldn't know about it. That's a great, good grace for me. I don't know what my old man's hung like, but. Anyway, let's move on.
This got weird real quick,
didn't
it?
I'll find out. Dad,
how big's
your knob?
Dick?
No, 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 you can't shave the base first. You.
What? I laughed and I'm so confused.
We've got to shave the base, makes it look bigger.
The biscuit base.
Buttery biscuit base.
Can you tell people about your arm?
It's broken.
Cool. So.
Well, they're the Patreons, they're the only ones that know.
Oh, of course, they already know, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because right, he posted a picture of an x-ray and went, fuck. And I looked at it and was like,
yeah. Some context if you could.
Bone, I don't know.
Boner. It's your wrist, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright, did it?
Not really.
No? I've heard that. But people said that about tattoos and they were fucking wrong. We're getting a lot of wind noise off the fan.
At the point I did it.
Well, tough shit. You all know it's 30 degrees today, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And two of us are fat as fuck. The other one's only got one arm.
There's some wind noise.
Just so everybody knows, we've spent the last hour talking about how we need to smarten this up.
And be more professional. John's just shit down the microphone.
We've had a very serious conversation where, we basically said we need to... When we said pull
fuck
our finger...
Fuck our ideas
when
up.
We said pull our finger out, I don't think that's what we
John
had
pulled his finger out of his arsehole.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let that go.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Would you give a man Andy for 10 grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Probably, yeah.
5 grand?
Nah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. There was times when Bulge would come to work with me.
Hello.
And regret it.
I'd go to work on him.
Go to work on fucking annoying me.
Yeah.
All he's got to do is breathe, really, to be fair.
I mean, looking back, it does seem odd that you agree to that, because... It's not like we're doing anything like car related where, oh, he's fucking annoying, but there's cars here. Like, it was boring and I was there. Okay.
Where's this story going?
Well, I just used to spend the whole time asking him what weird shit he'd do for money. And he'd always do the same thing. I'd go, would you suck a man off for 10 grand? He'd go, yeah, probably. And I'd go, well, there's his, you know, do it for 10.
Yeah.
So I don't need to go higher. Do you know what I mean? Because, why? Bad haggling skills for a start. And I'd go, 5? And he'd go, nah. Every time. Were you sucking man off 10 grand?
No.
20?
Inflation.
Yeah, inflation. To be fair, it's going to be handy for 10 grand. You're going to want double. So 20k.
Nah, 50. 50,
50 grand.
Large. Where's Hugh Edwards when you need him?
I'll do it for air miles. And I haven't got a passport.
You do it for free anyway. Yeah.
I'll do it for air miles and I never leave Devon.
Yeah. Gets a bloody nosebleed if he does.
Yeah, it hurts. It's gone well, hasn't
it? Well, how much would it cost for you? What would be your number to suck a man off?
I mean, there's a lot of factors, isn't there?
Is
it a BBC that's going to slap across my face and call me a little bitch? Or is it just a shy man going, oh, I've just got too much money, I've been sucked off by straight men. So, I mean, 10 grand, though.
We got there in the end.
Like, no, I don't know.
It was BBC.
10 grand
free.
If you got it.
I don't think I'd do it for 10.
Well, there's a thing called the Heinz dilemma. I don't think it's anything to do with beans or ketchup.
I was going
to
say.
I think it might be a German sort of scientist or whatever. I don't know where it's big enough to say what he puts, but basically said that you go, oh no, I wouldn't do that. But then when you're actually in that situation, I don't think he was talking about sucking off men
no.
for money. I think he was talking about sort of certain situations where you wouldn't do it, but actually put in that position, you would do it.
The Ofcom dilemma.
Yeah. Do would I have sex with my brother or my sister?
Yeah.
You got to swap their brains back and don't carry on afterwards. But yeah, like, it's all well and good. These are just numbers, aren't they? Nah, 50 grand, I'd do it. But if there was £10,000 on that table and a boner...
I don't know. I don't think I would.
No, not put in your gob, no.
Because the thing is that realistically, the problem is that 10 grand is not a life-changing amount of money, is it?
No, but it's fucking 2 minutes, Ben, how good you are. 2 minutes, 10,000. No one ever needs to know. And that's the thing, 10 grand.
No one ever needs to know until a week later you have herpes all over your face.
Herpagon syphilis. Yeah, that could be from a woman. It's not like age, is it?
Only get it once.
I didn't realise the other day that, you know, the. Right. AIDS. Okay. What is
you
it?
Have AIDS.
What is it?
Autoimmune deficiency or something.
What's
like
the
that?
Other one that you always say?
Huh?
I was injected death sentence.
That's not what I say. I think that's John.
Is that you? Is
that's
it?
Not me. That's very good though.
It's
I
good.
Like that.
I don't
really?
Know who says that.
Yeah.
It's
well,
not
it's me.
Me
now. That was my joke from all the
was
years.
Was it? Okay.
Oh, well, what I was going to say was all the years I've been hearing now, I've just gone, oh yeah, you know, ass injected death sentence. Not realising that that's AIDS, ass injected death sentence.
Well, that's because you're fucking retarded.
Yeah, I know. Retarded. Retarded.
Can I get a retard?
But anyway, back to sucking off men for money. now, so there's a sentence
do,
I don't think
do
I've
we
ever
have
seen on a
to?
Podcast. Well, depends how much money.
That's it.
Fiddy G's.
No. So you think 10 grand, fucking 100 up, and because in the scheme of things, 10 grand, what's 10 grand? Ain't 100 grand, it ain't a million.
No,
grand.
This is what I mean.
But, and this is kind of a good segue, get us off this strange topic. You get given £10,000 now, no penis sucking involved, yeah? But you get given 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Start to think now about spending that 10 grand. Hey! That was the microphone. And then I shouted, hey,
and
the
I said, hey, yeah.
Right, so start to think about. Well, actually, yeah, I want to buy those wheels, don't I? I get someone got the tire, yeah, get the wheels for the car, and I do that to the Cayman. I do this and I do that. When you actually start to,
make, you realise 10 grand real. Is not really that much money.
No, this is what I mean.
It buy some wheels and service the Cayman.
Like, don't get
gone.
Me wrong. If someone gave me 10 grand for nothing,
yep.
It would be very nice. I'd go, that's fantastic. And do you know what?
Thank you very much.
I know
I'm
it's very adulty and pretty fucking boring. But
I
would
knew
go.
You would be boring.
I'll just chuck that straight at my mortgage.
I knew.
Just knock 10 grand off it.
Okay, thanks for listening. Beam.
However,
mute.
If I'm doing something for money.
And your chicks are free. No, that's not right, is it?
Yeah, well, money for nothing, yeah. Mm. I see where you're going. If I'm doing something,
I see what you're trying
money,
to do and failing with. Go on.
So, such as performing some sort of
fellatio,
sexual act on another man,
the gay episode,
analingus.
Then I would not put all of that money straight into my mortgage. No way, because I'd be like, "Fuck no!"
Yeah,
I've had to suffer for
this.
Yes,
did you not see what I had to do?
I need to do 10 grand's worth of drugs to forget about it.
Yeah.
I need to get over this fast.
What happens if it turns you gay? If you really like
you might,
it?
You might find out dicks are delicious. You never know.
Sound like Alex Jones. Turning the frogs gay. He was a fucking... Well, he ain't a loon, is he? He's like a bit like Hitler, wasn't he?
Did you say Alex Jones or Allard Jones?
Not Allard Jones, Bulge, no. Allard Jones...
I can't imagine the lad who did the snowman.
In the
walking in the air.
Did
yeah.
the snowman.
He sang about walking in the air. Then the what?
Did the snowman. That carrot
look
on
that
his
big
face.
Carrot.
Sorry,
not
watch
social,
is more important.
Not a social
related,
life.
Is,
fuck
just,
that.
Yeah, I know.
You're at work.
Ah, what's a baby fuck all, is it?
Bitch.
Oh, that's a shit. Where were we?
Oh, still, funny
Alex
enough,
Jones,
turn the frogs gay.
I don't think I could do it for 10 large. I don't think I could.
This is what I mean. it's on the table. I mean, you go, no, fuck that. I don't want to go in. Put it on the table. Put it on the table now. 20?
I would definitely consider it, like...
What, for 20 or for 10?
Yeah, for 20. I would definitely give it proper consideration.
Yeah, and I also going back to it, I don't think it turns you gay. I believe it's something.
Well, what if it does, though?
You're already there, aren't you? You're already gay.
You're just closeted. Yeah. Heavily.
I mean, at the point
I'm married, and I've got a kid, honest.
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
So Philip Schofield.
Yeah, Philip Schofield.
Yeah, all right, Philip.
Touched a young boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so brave because he's gay. Yeah, but...
He did also finger an 18-year-old.
Wow. Less than that.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, to be fair, he had been fingering an 18-year-old for 3 years.
He'd been fingering him since he came in on work experience.
Yeah, he came on something.
Yeah.
That was a weird setup, wasn't it? I couldn't get over how he was being lauded for coming out of the closet, for being gay. It was the bravest thing anyone had ever done.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, we've got a wife and shit.
I don't know, I reckon the blokes in 1970s New York who were openly gay were a bit braver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially the black ones, hell.
Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it. And then he came out as, I was going to say the bandit, but that's probably not the best choice of words.
What sort of bandit?
Of the arse variety.
Sorry, love, I've been caught with my fingers somewhere I shouldn't have been. I'm going to have to come out as gay.
Just makes me think of Little Britain. Do you remember those ones with the, where it was, what's he called? Is it David Williams?
Yeah.
He was the Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah.
And he was constantly apologising for performing some sort of sexual act.
I don't remember that.
Do you not?
No.
Matt Lucas was his wife. And he would just be stood in the back going...
Yeah.
Audible eye roll, by the way.
And Dave Williams was always like...
Dave.
What was it? That is his name, isn't it?
It's David.
Dave.
But oh, it just sounded so chummy.
What, Dave?
What, Dave? What, Dave?
I got told to stop saying Dave.
I said, this was a very Dave-heavy episode.
Yeah.
Right, Dave is called Dave, the TV channel. You won't know because you're cool enough. Bold, no. You know, don't you? Dave Lister from Red Dwarf.
Oh.
Have you watched Red Dwarf?
No.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I know what it is. it's one of those. The problem was is that obviously I was only a wee bye when.
I don't think you were born when it first came out.
No, it was early 80s, wasn't it? I think.
87, I think.
Was it 87?
Yeah.
Year of my birth.
I was.
A's 84.
Oh.
Just a wee bye when it was being aired quite frequently. And from the bits I've seen as an adult, I do find it funny.
Yeah.
But as a boy, I didn't find it funny because I was like, I don't understand any of these jokes. I'm going to put Ed, and Eddie on.
I was watching Red Dwarf when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'd be like, no, this isn't a good one tonight. What's on the other side?
Back Eurotrash.
Back when there was only four TV channels.
Four TV channels?
The young ones.
Fuck yeah, the young ones.
That was fucking brilliant.
Vivian.
Well, as a big fan of
about
Bottom.
7 years old watching that.
That explains a lot.
Does explain great many
explains
a thing.
Explains a lot. Yeah, I like Bottom.
I imagine you do.
Yeah, John found out recently.
Analingus.
How much I like bum.
What? I don't even know what you said.
Bum.
Just something about your bum. Bum 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 bum.
It's okay, carry on. I'm just seeing what goodies are in the goodie bag.
One of them belongs to Bulge.
Freddo.
Yeah. There's a Freddo in there that belongs to me as well. Hmm. Can I have that now?
You should like it now?
25p. Thank you.
That's the primary indicator for inflation. The price.
I knew you were rising. Fucking hell, when you said, can I have a Freddo? I thought, random choice, really.
Did you honestly buy two?
More bell end.
Yeah, I bought two.
That's
of like
a bit harsh,
well.
Isn't it?
I did buy two of like everything else as well.
That's a bit harsh. I'm not going to lie.
Won't normally have threesomes.
I'll have a chomp then, shall I?
Yeah.
I'm not eating that on air, because they're proper...
Yeah, you don't eat it, you chomp it.
Chomp it!
Louder!
Who's that again?
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Say John Lennon.
La da dee da. Is that that one?
Yeah. Mysterio. You are significant. Yeah. Anus.
You're a significant anus.
Well, I'm not wrong.
Yeah, significant anus does describe him quite well, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's your favourite soft drink, John? Let's go right for the jugular.
Favourite softy?
Niall.
Favourite softy to thumb in.
Oh, I don't... That's an impossible answer, really. Because, like, I really like Council Pop.
What?
Squash. Water.
Oh, Council Pop.
I thought Council Pop was just plain tap water.
Oh, I've always known it to just be squash.
Oh, that's because you're from the gentrified country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Council Pop.
We can afford
squash. I do like a very nice iced glass of just...
Yeah, I'm not going to like this, am I?
Robinson's Blackcurrant. Not Blackcurrant Apple.
You're whiter than white, aren't you?
It's just nice.
When's the last time you threw a frisbee, and be honest?
Oh, a long time
the
ago.
The 90s.
Really?
It would have been... Oh, no.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Well, it was when Penny was very pregnant.
You took a frisbee in.
No.
He's throwing frisbees at her. Catch it.
Dive.
Terrible aim, clearly. Dive.
Not a submarine.
No. One of my friends, another, John, he
you
had...
Saying correctly?
Yes. Yeah. He had an aerobie frisbee, and I must say was a very good frisbee.
What's an aerobie frisbee?
Surely you've heard of the brand aerobie.
Unless I'm just not picturing it right, but have you heard of the brand?
I'm not a frisbee enthusiast.
Oh, aerobies were, or still are, incredibly popular. They're the original ones that make the ring. You know, not right. Not the, like the hula
did they come
style
with free parachute pants?
No.
Remember Diablos?
Yeah, I used to have a Diablo.
Did you? I didn't.
I was quite good at it
quite
as well.
Quite a good Diabloist.
Yeah.
Do you remember Diablos? You don't, do you?
It's a Lamborghini, isn't it?
two sticks, string, and like
a bobbin.
Oh, though fucking I wish dickheads who had those.
He had one. I didn't. There you go. And then you got to act.
I didn't have a great deal to do in Brushford, so...
Yeah, fair. There was always some cunt who'd turn up to school with one and like, oh, yeah, look at me with my fucking wibbly sticks. That's John, isn't it?
You were the
wibbly... I also didn't have very many friends at school.
It's all adding
I'm interesting,
up.
Honest.
Look how cool I am.
I'm quirky.
I'm different.
I'm queer-erky.
It sounds like some sort of fake meat.
Oh, fucking hell. There's plenty of that about, isn't there?
Yeah, trannies. But... that's what
that
I was
too.
Thinking.
That too.
I don't think that went out, because I think you were talking at the same time. Quite glad.
The other softie... Something
about transits, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. The other softie that I am rather fond of... is a relatively new one. And it's Tango Paradise Punch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it come complete with chemical aftertaste?
The one that I did really like that Tango did, but you don't see it often enough, is the strawberry and watermelon.
Watermelon.
That is...
Pucker.
Another level. It's got to be cold, though. It's got to be cold.
It's
cold.
A given, isn't it? Bold.
Well, I can't actually drink mine anymore, my favourite, because it was... filtered ice cold water with Ribena mixed quite strong.
Mm.
And I can't drink that anymore.
That's very, very middle class.
I know. Not just a glass of Ribena, please, Shag, or squash.
Well, I mean.
I want on an iced glass.
Council tap, Council Pop water does work just as well.
Yeah.
But it's just better when it's ice cold.
Yeah.
It's the filtered bit.
The filtered bit.
Mm.
I mean, that just helps. I mean, tap water's horrible, especially where I live.
It's actually?
It's not nice, no.
Where do you live?
Clumpton.
That tap water's right round here.
Rough
cup. It is, actually.
No, in fairness, when I lived in Colmstock, the water was quite nice.
What's it like in Welly?
Nice.
Yeah.
This taking a nosedive, this fucking podcast, isn't it? What's the water like where you live?
Right, what's your favourite soft drink, Monster Boy?
Not Monster. Coke Zero. It's my go-to. I like original. Now, this is a controversial opinion. Original Lucozade, not orange.
Ooh, yeah.
Prefer. Are you really? Are you an original?
Oh, yeah, I like it. Yeah. Like OG, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Can't drink it anymore, but yeah.
Well, what's the score with that? Can you drink sugar-free stuff, or is that still a bit...
You can drink sugar-free stuff, yeah.
Like in moderation.
Full fat version is a bit of a no-no.
Well, the problem, like, what used to annoy me back when I was in shape that wasn't round, I could have as much sort of sugar-free drinks as I wanted. That's part of the Slim World thing. And they do a Lucozade original zero version.
But it's crap.
It was good enough. Couldn't fucking find it anywhere.
Oh, really?
Like, you couldn't even buy in Tesco, like a multi-pack of it. Well, I don't think you'd even buy it in Tesco.
Oh.
I just have to stop off in a garage one day and go, and if they add it, I'm like, well, I'm fucking buying it because it's here.
Mm.
I tell you what I do like as well, and you two would probably go, oh, yeah, or not. That's two choices, I'm afraid. Iron Brew.
Yeah, I like Iron Brew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iron Brew's good.
See? Soft. When it comes to softies, boy, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're the king of the softies.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I've heard that.
Sucking them for 10 grand. and as I'm...
We'll be haggled down to 2.5, though.
We'll be haggled into paying you.
Yeah.
But Tango Apple is a nice one.
Yeah.
Sugar-free as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to like Harvester, they've got it, or like any sort of place that has those things where you just have a cup and help yourself.
Have you ever had Coke and Fanta mixed together?
No. Although, I tell you what I had the other day. Talking of stuff being mixed together. Cocaine and ketamine. No. It was what they call a...
Injected directly into his eyeball.
It's known as a blue-collar mimosa. So mimosa's Prosecco and orange juice?
Yeah.
Or champagne and orange juice.
You're the one who works in a club, man.
Yep. Trust me, they don't sell Prosecco or champagne in it.
No.
No, they do.
Had the Wurzels on the other day, didn't they?
Last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking terrible. The main bloke's 84.
Was it all farmers?
Four. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they scrap like farmers?
No, but the young farmers thought they were fucking amazing. Thought they were the boys. And ironically...
What, the Wurzels or themselves?
Themselves.
Oh, okay.
Because no one thought the Wurzels were going to be so many complaints.
Really?
That's no exaggeration. The main bloke's 84.
Yeah.
And he was coming down the stairs...
Shaking like a shitting dog.
But like... Well, like an old fucker, because he was.
Well, yeah.
Come on, Jesse. Come get the ball.
Someone said to me, he's a fucking... He ain't very quick, is he? I was like, look, he's old as fuck, mate. Someone called, he looks old. I was like, he is. But he's 84. And he got pissed right up in Bar Brunel next door with a load of cider. The first three songs, he just slurred it all. What the fuck's going on? Anyway, don't
worry. Didn't know Wurzels was mumble rap.
Yeah. It's down with the kids, man.
Yeah.
Right, we're half hour.
You didn't tell us what the blue collar.
Oh, sorry.
Mimosa was.
I have an attention span of a gnat. Blue collar mimosa. It's orange juice and Red Bull. Sounds fucking vile.
What's the non-blue collar version of it?
Orange juice.
Orange juice and champagne, or orange juice and Prosecco, one or the other.
Right,
no, that's not that. That's Buck's Fizz, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to fucking Google it. It's pissing me off.
I like You're Buck's
Fizz,
off.
Though. I don't mean it's softy, but I do like Buck's Fizz. The drink, not the band.
I'm surprised you don't like fucking Buckfast Tonic.
It's that's known as like a Scottish drink, but it's made down the road, isn't it?
Yeah, Buck Fastley.
Yeah, hence the name. But the Scots have just commandeered it as their own.
Yeah, they send it up there by the fucking tanker load.
They don't send it anywhere else.
No.
They're drinking Buck Fastley.
I actually read a review by an American who went to Scotland and found some Buck Fast tonic wine and thought it was actual, like, wine. And then started drinking it like it's wine and was going, this tastes fucking vile. It's
I don't
like,
even know what it is. I won't lie.
You've heard of Bucky?
I've heard of it, but like, I don't even know what it is. Genuinely.
It's like a fortified vinegar.
Like mead.
Basically, yeah.
Mead.
Yeah. Two parts fucking, I don't know, grapes. three How parts monk semen.
What's in a mimosa?
Shut up. It's champagne and orange juice.
Well, I've always been told that's a Buck's Fizz.
Well, knowledge. What's the difference between mimosa and Buck's Fizz?
Base knowledge.
The only difference is mimosa has a lower alcohol content with two parts orange juice, one part champagne. Buck's Fizz reverses these proportions. That's the only difference. So it's like, mimosa, a weak ass fucking Buck's Fizz. But instead of old champagne, put Red Bull in. Lovely.
Nah.
Would you try it?
Oh, I'd try it.
Next episode, then. We're going to try some Blue Collar.
He's going to try some Bucky as well.
No, I'd...
Some Bucky?
I'd rather not drink it at all, to be perfectly honest.
What, Bucky?
No.
The Blue Collar?
Yeah.
Why?
Because orange juice gives me the...
Indigestion
most
to
chronic heartburn.
Yeah, man.
Known to man.
I can ban it by a gallon of milk.
Oh. Filth.
You have a sip, though, can he?
He has to put his gangster rap on to go to Tesco's to buy Pepto-Bismol for his tummy tum.
It's fine if you could get Pepto-Bismol in Tesco's, but you can't.
Where'd you have to go for it?
I don't know anymore. You used to be able to. Can't
what
find
would you
it
do?
Anymore.
Just shit yourself to death?
Elvis have you ever style. Had heartburn?
Oh, is that what it is? I thought you had...
No, he's had a heart attack.
I'm about to. It's all that exercise I do.
No, don't do exercise. It's dangerous.
Running my mouth. Well, that's why I don't, mate. Am
it's
I
not worth the risk.
Damaged? No. I thought it was for your guts.
Well, Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's also good for heartburn.
You ever seen the Gaviscon advert with the fireman with his hose?
Gaviscon's overrated.
Coating your throat.
Way overrated.
No, let's go back to it. What? I don't want to get into it too much because I'm sure you don't want to either. When we went to Skylark and you had to leave because you wanted to shit yourself to death. Like Elvis Presley.
Anybody got a burger? I haven't eaten in 5 minutes.
Red Dwarf joke.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's throwing him off now, isn't that?
Was it? Did I have fecal matter issues? Did I?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But wasn't that when I was on my diet? Like quite heavily
possibly,
on my diet.
Possibly then. Yeah.
And then I've
you
gone.
You put some real food in your body. Like, well, get rid of it.
It's real
what
food
the
from
fuck
the
is this?
I.e., I've gone in with you lot and gone, oh yeah, fuck it. I'm going to have
mixed
fat
grill.
Bastard mixed grill as well. And forced it down myself and then gone, oh dear, yeah. Oh dear.
My body doesn't know what this is anymore.
Yeah.
All that solid mass has meant the liquid that's in my guts has gone out my arse.
I'm out.
it's just literally bypassed the intestines and gone, I'm out. Straight out the arse.
Yeah.
Then that time I shit myself.
Which time? You need to narrow it down.
Oh, yeah, in your bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shit the bed, didn't I?
Yeah, and didn't bother changing the sheets.
Just don't lie in the same spot.
Grubby cunt.
So you
that
nutter
is disgusting. It. Anyway.
You've right. seen his crack end of a house, haven't you?
Very uncracky at the minute.
Yeah.
Well, I threw the water bottles out.
Not the shotty bottles, though.
No. And also, I mean, I just feel like this needs addressing.
All the crack pipes.
All the dead hookers. I just feel like it should be addressing at the end of the episode. I did actually change the bed in when I shit myself, so.
Me didn't.
I did.
Well,
no,
6 months ago you said you didn't, so.
Yep. For comedy effect.
Bollocks.
John,
yeah.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
come
complete
on.
Bollocks.
Come
yeah.
on that shit, nope.
He's just worried that the next person who ends up in his bed.
Yeah, check for stains.
We'll check for stains.
Yeah. Shit, that's a shit hole.
Black sheets, they'll hide it. So you need to peel the sheet up and check the mattress for patches.
Is this talking from experience?
No. Following it to its logical conclusion.
Okay. Right, let's end. Because John was to go home.
Exactly.
3 hours ago. We've only been here for two.
End. Fucking hell.
End, motherfucker.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, driver. Have you seen that video?
Just press stop.
Oh, yeah.
You wanker.
You prick. Right, love you, bye.